Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. It's Tuesday here on Political Coffee. So, aside from all the junks, or the jokes, rather, about Uncle Boozy, you know, this is Joe Biden's claim that his uncle, shot down in the Pacific during World War II, was eaten by cannibals. And the press doesn't like it. Well, some of us make fun of it. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended Biden's cannibalism comment. Well, the memes about this are hilarious, and they are all over the place. And then she, of course, had to take a jab at Donald Trump. Now, here's the reality. We all know that there's two standards, right? Two standards of what the press will allow to be believed, what they will repeat. Are they mocking? Is the mainstream media mocking Joe Biden's statement for having said this? Can you imagine how Donald Trump would be treated, or rather how he has been treated by the mainstream media for anything that he has said that's been controversial? Now, why am I talking about this? It's all about perceptions, friends. It's all about perception. And the Democrats projecting, the Marxists who run Oregon, who run the O'Biden administration, Barack Hussein Obama, who's really the puppet master behind Joe Biden. It's their how they project things. They always accuse, especially us who are MAGA conservatives, they always accuse us of what they in fact are doing. And people believe it without thinking it through. This is why memes are so effective. Trump gets this. Most other Republicans don't. And it's too bad. Now, can Donald Trump be his own worst enemy? Yeah, he can, by some of the things that he says. Yesterday, I had a repairman here to look at one of my appliances. And we got to talking about politics, of course, and so forth. And he's a strong Trump supporter. And he just said, I just wish he would, you know, not say such damaging, crazy things. I'm using my own words here. This double standard is easily seen by just about everybody. But how do we respond? And I'm quite serious, how do we respond who are people who defend not just Trump, folks, but defend conservatism at its core, defend the Constitution, our constitutional republic, for the values and the principles that are part of it, that are the reason we exist as a nation? How do we do that? We have to be a part of perception. Now, would you be surprised to folks, the Democrat election steal is in motion as we speak. This Gateway Pundit story here is absolutely right on the money. This is why voter integrity issues must continue. This is why I implore you to continue to buy products from people like Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Listen to this. The sleeper issue of 2024. The sleeper issue of 2024. Guess what it is? 1.7 million mysterious voter registrations have been recorded in Texas since 2020. Now, folks, you got to understand this. Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote released this shocking video yesterday regarding the mysterious surge in voter registrations in Texas since the 2020 election. Who do you suppose these people are? Now, we know that GBI Strategies in Michigan was caught dumping 8,000 to 10,000 ballot registrations into one county. And they're likely fraudulent. The FBI was given all the investigation, all the materials for the investigation, and it's just died. The FBI's not doing anything about it. So who would it possibly be that would be all of the voters, these mysterious new voter registrations? Who would it be? You guessed it. Illegal aliens. We're going to talk about this today. We'll also have our weekly visit with State Senator Dennis Linthicum at the bottom of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. 503-589-1220. Do you think this is how the Democrats are going to effect the steal? Old-fashioned voter fraud. Phantom people, dead people voting, and now illegal aliens voting. Do you think that's how they're going to steal the election? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Dwight, who's on the line. Dwight, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just one quickie here. I don't hear enough people talking about the fact that we're paying the U.S. supposed to be peacekeeping in the world. Meanwhile, we're fighting their fight in Ukraine that they should be fighting. And I can't see anybody talking about this, although I think Trump used to say something about it. But let's either defund the UN or let them take over in Ukraine.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, thanks, Dwight. I mean, it's part and parcel to the Uniparty, which I strongly disagree with. Now, look, I know we have to work with the rhinos in the party to maintain some kind of a majority. It's the same dilemma that we face here in Oregon. It's no different. The rhinos, the Uniparty people, do not want to defund the UN. They think it is an extreme thing. Well, as the UN continues to mock liberty, and that's what they do, almost all of the nations in the UN vote against the cause of liberty, not only in America, but other countries, almost all of them. And we give them billions of dollars a year. They are not only completely ineffective, They are part of the war against Israel. And we give them hundreds of millions of dollars. UNRWA, where so many of their employees were actually involved, provably involved, in the October 7th attack on Israel. We give them billions of dollars, the United Nations as a whole. And we give other organizations in America billions of dollars to work with the UN. It's happening right now with all of these illegal aliens that are being advised, being supported in their journey up through Central America to cross into America illegally. A lot of that's being done through the United Nations. They not only have outlived their usefulness, but America literally needs to walk away. Now, here's the problem. We have veto power on the Security Council. If we leave the United Nations, if we leave the UN Security Council, because the United Nations has the ability to put troops into any country, if that country allows it, the United Nations can do a whole bunch of other things, including sanctions. They would destroy Israel in a moment. It is one of the reasons why we can't leave the United Nations, as much as I want to, as much as I think we should. We can't. We have to stay. It's like we have to stay and fight in Oregon. We have to stay and fight against insane, stupid ideas in Oregon and across the country. Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana. Thanks, Dwight, for your kind. Thanks for sending me the White House defending Biden's claim about Uncle Boozy, you know, being eaten by cannibals. Anne Marie, by the way, sent me a joke about that. What were Uncle Boozy's last word? What was his last word as he was being eaten by cannibals? Don't. Anyway, Senator Bill Cassidy pushed through an abortion leave mandate. What? He's a pro-lifer. He's a doctor. This is a Federalist story. Bill Cassidy, here's the headline. Bill Cassidy's abortion leave mandate is classic Republican failure theater. Instead of blaming the Biden administration for exceeding its legislative authority, Bill Cassidy should look in the mirror. So Bill Cassidy pushed a bill, and he got warned about it from pro-life groups clear back in 2022, that his legislation would create an abortion leave mandate. He did it anyway. Then he deflects the blame elsewhere, claiming that the Biden administration exceeded its levels. His bill, the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, included phrases that were big enough to drive a Mack truck through it. And sure enough, that's exactly what the Biden administration has done. These people are morons. I'm sorry. This is a medical doctor who you would not think is a moron, but yet he is when it comes to political decisions. I saw the same phenomenon in the Oregon legislature. Successful business people who built multi-million dollar Oregon companies using common sense and solid capitalist business practices come to the Capitol and they make dumb decisions. All of those great principles they used to be successful went out the window to accept the arguments and the lies of the bureaucrats and the lobbyists. It's amazing. Check your brain at the door when you walk in the Capitol. Back in a moment. I got more.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Yes, you should support MyPillow and Mike Lindell because he is standing tall and working really, really hard. Literally traveling across the country to not only support Donald Trump and MAGA, but to secure free and fair elections, to get rid of the machines, which nobody will let you look at inside. But yet we know can be hacked and compromised. We know that because it was just done. I mean, it's been done by many people, but it was done in front of federal judge Amy Totenberg in the Curling versus Raffensperger federal lawsuit down in Georgia. Remember, we've talked about that. This is why Mike Lindell and what he is doing is so important. Getting rid of the machines. It is at least in part how we are going to lose our constitutional republic. Now, also this story we're talking about today of these 1.8 million mysterious new voter registrations in Texas. Folks, they're going to turn Texas blue. You know how they're going to do it? With fake illegal alien votes. That's how. Mike Lindell is working to stop all of that at all levels, like hand ballot counting with voter ID. Support him. Buy his great products. The $25 sale is still on the bed sheets, the four-pack dish towel sets, the sandal slides, the slippers for $25, the premium My Pillows, queen and king size for $25. The six-piece towel sets that I love, that I have so many of, $25, just on and on and on, all of it. $25, unbelievable deals. Use the promo code PC23. And if you order over $75 worth of material or of products, you get free shipping. MyPillow.com, PC23 is the promo code, PC23. Now, is there hope? Yes, I mean, the Democrats are going to literally hang their hat on two things: transgenderism, LGBTQ, fairness, equity, and abortion. These are the issues that they are going to pound into the pavement with far more money than what Republicans are going to have. This is what they're going to talk about. And it's the only thing they're going to talk about. What Republicans have to talk about is inflation, is loss of parental rights, of porn being taught in schools, of racism being taught in schools. At the next political coffee class, which will be Monday night, we're going to try to have Senator Linthicum join us in person if he's going to be in the area. If he isn't, we're going to try to hook up with him and have him by internet in a Zoom call or Microsoft Teams or whatever we can use. So we're going to talk also about, and I'm going to try to play a clip. I'm going through a biblical citizenship class at church. The church where I go, Life Bible in Harrisburg. And this is put on by David Barton. I was privileged many years ago when I served in the House of Representatives to go back to the National Day of Prayer and to get a private tour with about 10 or 15 legislators from other states and some from Oregon. A private tour of the U.S. Capitol building by David Barton, who has the largest museum. He's a man of faith. His life is dedicated to connecting how America was founded and our Constitution and our politics by people of faith. And his museum is all about that. Did you know that one of the ways we fight back against the memes of the left? I mean, this is why I started this show talking about perception, folks. One of the ways we fight back is to tell the truth. Truth about what? About many things, but America's history of slavery is one of them. I'm going to play about a 20-minute piece by Tim Barton, David Barton's son. David Barton, probably the most knowledgeable person that there is. Well, Tim is pretty close to his second. Did you know that the Revolutionary War began and ended with black men, one of them giving his life? Did you know that? Did you know that during the Revolutionary War, that in fact, there are several books that have been written detailing actual history, footnoted with documents, of black Americans fighting in the Revolutionary War, not the Civil War. Yes, that happened. But the Revolutionary War, did you know that? I'm going to play this clip. It is stunning in how it cites actual history. And the reason for doing is to give you ammunition, if you will, as to how you can persuade persuadable people by telling them the truth. I didn't know some of this stuff. And I knew some of it, I'd totally forgotten it, but there's so much more that was revealed in this clip, and I'm gonna play it.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back to this with you on Tuesday, my friends, here on Political Coffee, 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line in a moment. Oh, by the way, emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, in a moment, we're going to chat with our weekly visit with State Senator Dennis Nethick. I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is offering you a free second opinion. If you know, if another heating and air company is in your home or your business saying, look, your whole system needs to be replaced, that's expensive. Why don't you get a free second opinion about whether you really need that or not from Freedom Heating and Air? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's really easy to get that free second opinion. Give them a call, Freedom Heating and Air, at 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Joining us is State Senator Dennis Linthicum. Hey, Senator, can you, if you're going to be in town next Monday night, we'd love to have you come by the Political Coffee Flats at Sparky's and tell us what's going on in your world and what you're looking at and why you are running for Secretary of State and how you intend to make a difference.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this a lot, and my calendar is quite robust and filled with more pickly situations than anybody could imagine. So I appreciate the offer, and we'll see where I am on the road. Because I've been there before. It's a great meeting.
Yes.
I hear you had a great meeting with Brian Boquist. He's running for state treasurer.
Yes.
I'm running for Secretary of State, and there's good people there. It's a wonderful evening, and the food's good too. Man, you should see the size of those burgers.
Yeah, they are. They're great. This is at Sparky's, folks, which is where we hold that meeting. All right, so what's going on in, I mean, there's a lot going on here. There's stories here about Oregon's paid leave program is a mess. I talked about this yesterday on the radio show. And they're hiding a whole bunch of data and information. Why?
Yeah, this is one of the important things that they are always, the problem with the media, the problem with the Democrats, the problem with the left is they really have control of the media. And through control of the media, their propaganda is endless. Look at how Hillary can come on the news and say some just nutty, crazy accusation against Trump. And everybody plays it like this is fact, and they burn it into everybody's brain. All of these brainless wits who are watching TV just absorb it. And so the media will say, you know, will tell us it. And Republicans co-sponsored that bill. Republicans were on that bill. And I'm arguing against caving to the socialist ideology. These progressives, they're liars. They're very good liars, by the way. Well, they're not so much good liars. Everybody can see through it if you take time to look. But if you're just driving down the road and don't have a pencil handy and can't take notes or say, where did that come from or whatever, your brain just absorbs it, and they hit you over and over and over again until pretty soon it's common. This is common knowledge. Russiagate became, common knowledge, and Russiagate wasn't even true. We had 51 state security advisors say Russiagate is true, you know, way back in the day. And now they're all saying, and, you know, they've come out with another paper that says, and Trump wants to be a dictator, and Trump will ruin our democracy. And these claims are just absurd on their face, but somehow people fall for it. You know, do we have a democracy or Republican form of government? Rip out your Constitution. Look at Article 4, Section 4. It's easy, 44. Look at 44. And it says the United States, the federal government, shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican, quote, a Republican form of government. And Republican and form are both uppercase, and they both mean something that the left hates and the left is afraid of. And Republican form of government maintains jurisdictional boundaries. So that's how you actually get separation of the federal government and the state government and the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment and all those things. These are all Lego pieces that are all built together to create the fabric of the United States of America. And over and over and over again, we take legislative pry bars and pry them into the heart and soul of our U.S. Constitution and our state constitution, by the way. Look at this fraud that was Measure 113. I'm now thrown out of office. Diane is able to run in my stead. She says she's got a radio ad where she says, and I'm coming back like a fury. And it's little Diane, you know. It's not like she's gonna, you know, take yeah. on. She's not gonna take on the migrant rapers that are at the doorstep. But by golly, you know, that we have to fight back. We have to fight back with our brains, our minds, our intellect. We know what truth looks like. We know what integrity looks like. Well, you know what true honesty is. And we should fight for truth. If we're going to fight for one thing, it ought to be truth. Don't fight for this policy or that policy. Fight for truth. And if we can't do that, well, then, you know, we'll see America waste away in our lifetime. Joe Biden has done that today. How does Congress fund 1.3, and we had Republicans voting along with Democrats to fund a $1.3 trillion bill, and then wave their stupid Ukrainian flags, you know, 3 days later? I mean, yes. It's enough yes. to make your stomach turn.
It is. Now, you hit on something, and this is so important to, it's about perception. Today's society and today's culture, these are why memes are so good. I'm looking at an Oregon Catalyst story right here where it has a meme of Bidenomics. It just has the word Bidenomics, and it has a silhouette in white of a guy pulling his pockets out with nothing in them. Okay? Those kinds of things add to perception. The old saying by George Bernard Shaw, this is another one of them, it's inside a $100 bill, and it says this, it's actual quote, says, a government which robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul. Now,
that sets up a 50-50 paradigm, doesn't it? No wonder
yes.
our nation's split right down the middle. Every Paul out there, 50% of the population, and every Peter out there, they both want the opposite of honesty. They want the opposite of trust. They want, well, actually 50% of them want thievery, licensed thievery. They want the plunder that Bastiat warned us about. And they're using the legal weaponry of the American system to plunder their own citizens, their own neighbors.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what's going on out there. Now, look, the story that we're talking about today, 1.7 mysterious voter registrations have been recorded in Texas since 2020. Now, Secretary of State, the theory is that a lot of these are illegal aliens. So in Oregon law, how can we, under the recently passed laws by the Democrats to take away voter transparency, how could you, as Secretary of State, fight against illegal aliens that come to Oregon getting registered to vote and actually voting? How would you do that?
Yeah, you ask a great question, partially because it's so tough. The state legislature is so corrupt, and Republicans have voted along with all of these laws as well. I've got newsletters that describe the it's called the what is that series of newsletters called? I'll send you a link. You can put it on your website. I have 5 newsletters about this issue, and I name the legislation and I name what it does, and everybody reading those newsletters can see how absurd it is that has all of these things coded into law. For example, the Secretary of State's office sends a letter of affirmation if you have not voted in 10 years. The county clerk actually sends it, but the Secretary of State designed the letter, and the letter is, you haven't voted for 10 years. Please respond in the affirmative if you would like to be removed from the voter roll.
Senator, hang on through the break. Let me allow you to complete this thought. It's very important to the future here in Oregon. So just hang on through the break. With 2 minutes, folks, we're back to State Senator Dennis Lithicum in a moment. It is 6:48. Don't go away.
No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers.
Stop the car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I got a great email from Doug that I will read, and others that I'm getting. 503-589-1220 is the number to call, as the email addresses are jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. PacWest Lobby, by the way, is a great lobby group that has lobbied not only me but Senator Lithicum over the years. They lobby both sides of the aisle, as any lobbyist has to do in the state of Oregon. But let me tell you something, is that they're very good at what they do, and they are for a reason. It's because they know how to lobby legislators, but not just legislators, city councils, county commissions. They do association management, and that's a big deal. Business associations are powerful. Other associations are powerful. It's a great reason why you should, you know, if you need a lobbyist, if you've got an issue that's affecting you and your industry or your business or your association, you might think about talking to PacWest Lobby. Check them out on the website, pwlobby.com, pwlobby.com. Senator, I wanted to give you a chance to really expand on that thought in a couple of minutes here and then we'll let you go.
Right. Thank you. The point I was making is the news articles actually send a note to Dennis at electdennis.com, asked to see the fractured bedrock articles. I've got a series of articles about the fractured bedrock. And what I was imagining when I came up with that title and I describe in these newsletters is how Democrats are taking their crowbar. It's actually more like a backhoe, and they're chopping up our roadway to freedom. They're chopping up, putting their pry bars, they're taking out massive chunks of the structural support that we need to be on the path towards freedom. And since they've so thoroughly fractured the bedrock, that as this thing crumbles, it will be a dangerous place. It will be a horror show if we allow this to continue. The illegals coming across and whatever, everybody wants to look at how it's framed. Oh, you're a nationalist, you're a white supremacist, you hate illegal. Oh, well, wait, they don't say you'll hate illegals, you hate Hispanics. And none of that has to be true. It's just a bold-faced lie to sucker the public into being afraid of being called a ethnocentric thus and so. And it turns out what you're really saying is, wait, we have laws. Your first day in the United States should not be a day of lawbreaking, which is exactly what you do when you cross the border.
That's right.
Without paperwork.
Yeah, so,
and yet we're applauding that. We're clapping and saying, yay, look at these millions and millions, and Congress does nothing. Congress sponsors another $800 million to build the FBI headquarters, and the FBI won't look at a ballot box and review whether this is, quote, election fraud or not. Why in the world do we have this police state that's ineffective for supporting our laws and our rules and our regulations? Instead, they're a police state that is enforcing the tyranny that's coming from the Biden administration. This is dangerous, dangerous stuff, and we've got to be awake. Thomas Cogswell, Chief Justice in New Hampshire, said, be as zealous to ward off evil as they are to bring it on. And that's where we have to be as zealous to stop this stuff. And don't worry about whether you sound like a racist or an individual. You know, they can call you a fascist, they can call you a racist, they can call you any number of things. You know it's not true. I know it's not true. Thousands in your neighborhood know it's not true because you're a nice guy. And when you walk your dog up and down the street, nobody has a problem with you as an individual. It's group slander. And the left does this universally. It's time to fight back.
So Linda writes a quick email, said, did the senator say if you don't vote in 10 years, you get a reminder you'll be taken off the voter rolls? However, the Democrats' new rule won't let us remove the names of dead people?
That's right. How does a dead person respond positively to that request for affirmation for removal? See, the claim is that the white guys in the election office here in racist and white supremacist Oregon are removing Hispanics and Black people and BIPOC individuals. That's the claim that they used to get this piece of legislation passed. So they said, how about we control it from the Secretary of State's office instead of letting the county officers control it? So the Secretary of State has a form that says, if you're going to remove somebody, you first have to get their affirmation that they want to be removed. When somebody moves from state, they'll never get this affirmation note. When they're in the graveyard, they'll never get this affirmation note. This is the fractured bedrock. They are taking their weapons to the very fabric of our culture and society. It's time we put an end to it.
Senator, thank you. And how can people learn more about your campaign?
Yeah, go to Dennis. Well, send a note to Dennis at Elect Dennis if you'd like to read these articles and see the details, like the individual who just wrote into you. Write to me, Dennis at electdennis.com, and electdennis.com is a website with more information.
Thank you, Senator. Be blessed out there. We hope to see you next Monday evening.
You bet. Thank you, Jeff. It's always a lively conversation in the early morning.
It is. Thank you. All right. Doug writes an email. We are giving billions of dollars to get us killed to the UN. Are you suggesting we continue to do things that will get us killed? Blow back from endless wars is real. Americans can't even travel the world without posing as Canadians and hiding their American. Do we let our government continue to do things that will get us killed, Jeff? Do we allow the eye gougers and rock throwers to keep waltzing through our open gate? Shall we not get in line for our next booster shot as well? Or do we shut down government altogether? At least then Congress can't do positive harm. We are alive because our ancestors fought for their own interests and their offspring and their lineage. This is the highest moral ideal. Anything less that they are setting us up for is mental slavery and the death. What we do is we defund the UN while remaining in the UN. We just tell them we're not going to give them any more money. That's how we do it. Let's go to Jess quickly. Jess, good morning.
Yeah, quickly. So the police state, so poignant, especially with the Trump trial in New York. And I'm thinking of the terms of the gag order and the threat of arrest. And I must posit this. Who's going to arrest him? Law-abiding, moralistic police? Or are those guys going to cash it in, cash their checks, and do whatever they're told? Question, how many people did Hitler actually kill by his own hands? Probably zero. It took a whole bunch of stupid idiots to carry it out and kill millions and millions and millions of people. And this could be stopped by those moralistic police arresting those judges and those prosecutors for racketeering, profiting off of their illegal activities and protecting Trump. And as far as removing Secret Service from him, somebody pointed out yesterday on another show that if you do that, you make vulnerable Trump to people who might want to pick his brain for all those national securities. And that is dangerous in and of itself. Biden goes in their head, maybe able to spit out something of...
Start the car.